Good Nev Shabbos, everybody. Parshas Tazria, Tovshin Pei Dalid. Uvayim Hashemini Yimoil Besar Or Lo Soy. On the eighth day, we are commanded to be mal, our children. I thought it would be appropriate. One of our listeners, I was told, is Yossi Pfeffer, and he had a baby boy this week. Shaul Goldman had a baby boy this week. A couple of Talmidim of mine, so I'll say a couple of words. Baruch Hashem, over the years being a Moyel, I've collected various information about Mila. I'll share some of it with you fellows. So we have a mitzvah on the Yom HaShmini, a very, very big mitzvah. Gdoila Mila, the Mishnah goes on in great length, in Adorim, Daf Lamed Daled Berech. It goes into great length to teach us how important the mitzvah Mila is. It's Doicha Shabbos Mitzvahs Mila, Nichusu Aleha Yud Gimel Brises, the 13 covenants that were made between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael over Mitzvahs Mila. And on the Mishnah discusses it's Doicha Tzaraz, and Moshe Rabbeinu nearly was punished for what happened with the Mila in Parsha Shmos. So let me share with you a couple of anecdotes. Mila is Rosh HaTevis. Mi yale lanu hashomaymo. Mi yale lanu hashomaymo. As I stated in Tikkun HaZohar. The Sefer Tevis, the last letters of those words. Mi yale lanu hashomaymo ayud kei vovkei. So in other words, it comes out that if you want to get to Yudke Vovke, the Seif, you have to go through the Rosh HaTevis, the Mila. The Mila is what brings us close. Another piece of Tikkun HaZohar, it says, Bayom Hashmini Yimoil Besar Or Lo Soy. So it says there are three different types of people. There are some people, Amaratzim, foolish people, people that don't understand the importance of mitzvahs, of Torah. So for them, the bris is like orlosoi. It's taking off the orla, nothing more. Those that are beinanim, for them when it's a bris, it's called besar. For tzaddikim, when they do a bris mila, that's called yimoil. In other words, it would seem that ain't a doim but the bris of a tzaddik to the bris of regular people. I guess that has to do with the preparation, with the Kavana L'Shem Mitzvah that a person has when he goes into the Mitzvah. Now, in Pnimius, it says, in the Svarim HaKadoshim, we're taught over and over. that there are three klipas. There are three, you know, just like a walnut has various shells. So too, the Tzad HaTumah, the Sute Acher, has three klipas, three skins. And those all have to be removed. And the fourth is called Klipas Noiga. Klipas Noiga, we have to win over. We have to bring it back to the Kedusha. It's half Kodesh and half not. And that's the avoid of an Adam. The avoid of a person is to take the Klipas Noiga and to win it back. This is why we say in davening, Sa'aker, Ushaber, Usmager. So those are three Lashonot. Ta'aker, Utmager, Uschalein. Those are three Lashonot of removal of klipas. V'sachnia means subdue. It doesn't say you remove it. The fourth one, you humble. You make it subservient to you. You don't destroy it. That's why there's the mitzvah of Mila. When we cut off the orla, we're cutting off basically three klipas. Three klipas are included in the orla. And then the priya, which we do afterwards, we take the skin that was left over and we fold it back. That is bringing the klipas noiga to Kedusha. David HaMelech says, we're coming to Pesach now, Mi'atz Hashem, and we're going to say the Hallel. So David HaMelech says in Hallel, as we all know very well, Sabuni Gam Svavuni, L'Shem Hashem Ki Amilam. So the mice, if you pay attention, it says like this. Kol goyim svavuni, l'shem Hashem ki amilam. All the goyim surround me, and I pray in the name of Hashem ki amilam. Sabuni gam svavuni, even more so, they encircle me, l'shem Hashem ki amilam. Sabuni kedvoirim, they surround me like bees. Dayachu keish kaitzim, like fire overtakes thorns. B'shem Hashem, ki amilam. Three times it says ki amilam. What does the word amilam mean? The word amilam means, at least according to one pirish, in the name of Hashem, I will cut them down. Amilam. There's actually a machlekes in the poskim, whether or not, in order to fulfill a bris milah, do you have to actually cut off the orla, or is it enough just to push it back? If you pushed back the orla, and it was once the atara was once uncovered, it could be that would be enough for a milah. But the poskim, one of the poskim, they bring a raya from this pasuk because it says ki amilam. Amilam means that you have to cut it off. That's the lashon of milah. You hear the lashon of milah. Asher kedishana b'mitzvos of ala milah. It's the same language as amilam. So three times the pasuk says amilam because we have to cut off three klipas, and then it says dochei dechisani lin poel, Hashem azoroni. I'm being pushed down, but Hashem helps me. Here it doesn't say that we cut it down, because the Priya is taking it and folding it back, but we keep the Priya. We don't get rid of the Priya. This is what, so I found this. I said this on my own. I understood this, and I found it later in the Vilna Goin. So these are some tidbits about the amazing, amazing mitzvah of Milah. It's coming now, the warm months. And even those of us that don't have the opportunity to do a bris milah on our sons, right? Either because, you know, I'm already in the stage that my sons are making bris milah on their sons, or for some of you who may not be married yet. But nevertheless, we all have bris milahs. We're all carrying around the bris milah. And we know that David HaMelech was afraid. He was in the shower, and he said, normally I have seven mitzvahs. I have tzitzis, I have tefillin shel yad, tefillin shel rosh, I have a mezuzah, now I have nothing. And he remembered the milah, that wherever a person goes, he goes with the milah, he marches together with the milah, so that's why. So now it's coming summertime, and we have to be true soldiers of Hashem, and watch very carefully over our bris milah, that it shouldn't become defiled, chas v'sholem. And this is something that the Jews needed to do also before Yetzias Mitzrayim. They needed to have Dan Pesach and Dan Milah. So certainly if we strengthen ourselves in the Inyan of Kedusha, it'll certainly help our chances that Yetz Hashem, this Pesach, should be Mekuyim by us Benis Nasidim Ligoyel, and we should be redeemed with the Gula Shleima B'meru Yameinu Amen.